The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
North Dakota today at the North Dakota Truck Wash with What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Booming to you from 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, North Dakota's oldest radio station. Most trusted signal, North Dakota's news authority, 550K Fire. KCJB in Minot at 9:10 a.m., a.m. 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, part of our flag family, which includes KTGO, Rockin' the Bakken from Stanley, Tioga, Watford City, and Williston, as well as KLTC in Dickinson, which re-airs this program every afternoon on 1460 a.m. on a Dickinson, where we'll be on Tuesday in the What's On Your Town tour, brought to you by Cloverdale Arvig and our friends at Marvin Windows of Grafton. So it's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. We're going to crank up the phones, give you a chance to weigh in on our Are You Kidding Me questions of the day, or add your own contributions to Are You Kidding Me? And plenty of examples out here today, so have at it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd, have you come down from your moment with greatness yesterday hanging out with Cap Perkins? Or?
Did you see the look on my face in that picture of Cap Perkins? If you didn't see it, folks, check it out on social media. But, yeah, oh, my gosh. She's so tiny. She's so little.
Little tiny Cat Perkins, who, by the way, performed with another tiny North Dakota performer and a very talented one, Jesse Veeder, last night in Dickinson. What a neat deal that was. So, and of course, some more to come. So Medora this weekend, and next weekend, the Bowl, and the North Dakota Horse Park in Fargo. So check out Cat Perkins. You've heard Megan on the radio from the North Dakota Truck Wash before, right, Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, here she is live and in person. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hi, very well.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have you guys here.
So we do this thing on Friday where we reward our callers, and today our prize is actually some rounds of golf at Medora.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever golfed at Bully Pulpit?
I have not,
You should
no.
check that out. Yeah. Because you're fairly new here, right?
I've been here for a while. A few years.
Where'd you move from?
Minnesota.
You moved from Minnesota. Yeah. And you've been here for a couple of years.
Yep.
Now. Yeah. Have you been to Medora at all?
No, I haven't.
My goodness. So how about this? I'll set you up with a pair of golf passes at Medora's Bully Pulpit, and in return, the first trucker that comes in during the program that takes the full bore wash here, which is a couple hundred bucks to get the deluxe version, right,
yep,
of the Hurricane truck wash, we'll do that for him at no charge with one condition. They have to talk to us on the radio and tell us their story.
Sounds great.
Are you up for that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have a new caller prize today, thanks to Megan here at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Hurricane Force Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. How do folks find us here?
We're directly behind Senex Pinnacle on Highway 2, and you can call us for directions.
What's the telephone number?
701-628-1550.
Do a lot of people do that? Hey,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We get it all the time.
Is that right?
Yep.
Where are you?
Exactly.
It's not necessarily easy to find. The easiest thing is Pinnacle, which is the Senex along Highway 2, everybody knows. And it's just directly behind that. Yep. It's just directly south. So you can maneuver your way. But you have to literally maneuver your way.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a quarter of a mile probably behind.
Yep.
Otherwise, off the truck bypass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, off of 8, so it's not bad. And when they come to the North Dakota Truck Wash, describe the services you do better than anybody else. Two bays for one, so there's very often not a wait, right?
Sure. Yep. No, we try to get the wait times down as little as possible and get you in and out because we know everyone's busy. And we absolutely do. We hear it time and time again that we have the best truck wash in North Dakota. And it's great. We just absolutely love having the good customer service and satisfaction from all of our customers.
And before the end of the program, we're going to put up a video, Todd, of me in the car wash. I haven't decided yet whether actually we'll go in the truck or not, but, you know, I bought a truck.
You get the inside of the truck wash, too.
Exactly. But, you know, when you go to, like, a convenience store car wash, and, you know, your car doesn't move, but the thing goes back and forth. That's how they do it here. It's got, it's this big, giant, what do you call that, Megan?
A gantry is what we call it.
A gantry, yeah. Okay. So the gantry goes up and down and up and down, but in this case, it's with like a hurricane force.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it is truly, when we call it the best truck wash in North Dakota, we're not BSing. This is the real deal. So come check it out. And you also do detailing, right?
Yes. Yep. And as we speak, we're actually detailing Scott's truck, so you'll get to see that too.
Well, a little secret here. I bought my truck at S&S Motors down in Watford City, and there's not a car wash to be had or a truck wash in Watford City, right? So when they delivered the truck, I brought it out to the airport. It was sitting there waiting for me because I got a ride into Watford City so I could drive the truck home, right? And Brent Sanford said, "There's your truck." And I said, "I can't see it underneath all that dirt." He said, "Sorry, no truck wash in town." So, see, it's needed a wash.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Great timing.
And by the way, it's the only place you get so good a deal on a truck, they don't worry about washing it for you. So, you got to wash it on your own, but you're getting one heck of a deal on a truck down there at S&S Motors in Watford City. Anyway, so we'll tell you all about the detailing and how everything works. But the first trucker that comes on in to the North Dakota Truck Wash today in Stanley, North Dakota, that washes on us. And you can tell us your story. And we love hearing the stories because you hear a lot of them here, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every day we hear stories.
I see the sign up there on the wall says, "North Dakota, where dreams get back on track." And that actually was a quote from a trucker that was in here, right?
It absolutely was, yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat.
All right, so the number again, if folks need directions?
701-628-1550.
All right, free truck wash on us today, folks. We have a trucker reward for listening to What's on Your Mind. All you need to do is come into the... North Dakota Truck Wash, Hurricane Force, Stanley, North Dakota, and the wash is on us, but we do need to put you on the radio. That's all we ask. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You know that police chief that was getting all the grief about beheading the chicken, Todd? You and Eugene were talking about the other day when I was not here.
The chicken crossed the road because he got scared from the cops.
Now,
yes, I remember
a lot of our listeners sided with the chicken owners. They thought it was a bad deal, but the community is rallying to this guy's support now. So are you kidding me? A dead chicken actually caused some outrage from folks. Oh, why'd he do that? I'm like, are you kidding me? But they've come to their senses now. So that's a good sign. We're glad to hear that. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program. We also have... the President of the United States calling ISIS the worst of the worst terrorists, a manageable problem. What's your reaction to that anyway? I also want to hear from growers about the rail service issues. I'm actually in Stanley today because I was part of a Bakken tour of legislative leaders. Al Carlson had his House leaders out here. Todd Porter, George Kaiser, Dan Rubin, Don Vigasaw, Craig Hedlund, Al Carlson, Bill Devlin, Mike Nathie, all of them representatives and all members of leadership. In fact, later Representative Craig Hedlund is going to join us on the program, Vice Chair of the House Finance and Tax Committee, just to talk about what they saw. And we were at the Bakken Oil Express down in Dickinson yesterday, and they're building storage. I mean, mega storage down there. Why? Because of rail delays. Now, a lot of our growers out there say, well, oil's getting a priority, so we're getting jammed. Well, oil doesn't think they're getting a priority. I just think we have a lot of traffic. Here's what I don't understand. The oil's eventually going to get to market, right? The grain's eventually going to get to market. Why are we talking about huge losses? Somebody needs to explain that to me. Is it just timing on price and when you would have got it there versus when you're going to get it there? You don't want more storage, right? Because that costs you money too. I want to learn from growers today. So I want to know about that because part of me says, are you kidding me? We're acting like the sky is falling here and it's a cash flow issue. But I don't understand why the money eventually will not be there. So anyway, that and a few others we'll get to. Some calls waiting, so we'll get to you. We do have caller of the day passes to Medora and Bully Pulpit today. So if you're the caller of the day, some rounds of golf on us. Go to it, folks, at 800-228-0550. Ed in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire, has a story in the newspaper that's caught his attention this morning he wants to tell us about. Ed, tell me.
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, it's Friday, my friend, and I'm in the Bakken. Life is good. How about you?
Very good. Well, what I'm calling about, Scott, is I read in the paper this morning how the Democrats are really latching on to this Reisenberg guy now for being him, going into treatment that he is trying to get help. And,
right.
Alcoholic is a disease. It's like anything else. You do need to go get help for it. and it's obvious he is trying. Now, this man needs a chance. He is trying to overcome what he's addicted with, and this man needs a chance. And this Bob Olingly or whatever his last name is.
I think his name is Bob Ballou, who is the chairman of the Democratic Party in North Dakota. By the way, he's a former chief of staff to our Senator Byron Dorgan. And so very, very well connected with North Dakota's congressional delegation. He's the guy behind the scenes for Democrats that kind of pulls all the strings. So Bob Ballou is the guy you're talking about. Did his comments strike you wrong?
Yeah, okay. He said, I read in this article where he said we need answers for that. Okay, Bob, where were you for the answers when Scott Kelch, the representative, got caught for DWI here about a year and a half ago? You defended him, Bob, didn't you? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what they're trying to do to this man now. But the Democrats are like that. As soon as they smell a little blood in the water, boy, they throw the sharks in right away to try and catch him. This is very, very upsetting. I mean, this does not mean that this Reisenberg is a bad guy because he has a disease. And if the people in North Dakota who are listening to him, please give him a chance. He is trying to overcome what he's addicted to.
Add some very good points there. We'll let others weigh in on this story when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24/7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24/7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High-quality premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's Best in Stanley, North Dakota. The folks that are open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight, two heated indoor wash bays, and they specialize in Bakken mud here. We're in their VIP lounge. We have the Wi-Fi and the TV and the snacks and It's great. They also have a fantastic fleet program. Give Megan a call here if you want more information on that. It's 701-628-1550. And you know what? We have an open offer, free truck wash, if you actually spend a little time with us on the radio. We want to hear your story. There's so many great stories, and we hear from truckers all the time that are traveling the Bakken today. If you can veer off and take a little break during the program until 11 today, the truck wash is on us as long as you stop by and tell us your story, okay? Simple as that. We'll exchange your talents on the radio for their talents at the truck wash, getting rid of all that Bakken mud off your rig. So come on in and see us right behind the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley. Call if you need directions at 701-628-1550 and ask for Megan. Before we go to Richard in Fargo, let me just finish responding to what Ed in Bismarck had to say about today's Bismarck Tribune story. I read it about 4:30 this morning at the Roosevelt Inn in Bismarck. And by the way, kudos to the folks from the Bismarck Tribune that get the Bismarck Tribune to the Roosevelt Inn, a fine place to stay in the beautiful Watford City, the Bismarck Tribune, because I read it right away. And I was struck, too, not necessarily by the facts of the case, most of which we know, and a few have been added since yesterday, but Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, has come out this week with a statement that he is struggling with alcohol abuse and is seeking treatment, taking some time off to do that. His vehicle was in an accident. The person that was driving it, he was not in it, cited for a DUI. The same morning this incident happened last week, we also understand that Ryan Rauschenberger himself was in an accident and was cited for it. And no alcohol involved in that, according to the police report on this particular situation. Anyway, the facts of all that are in the Bismarck Tribune story today by Nick Smith, I believe. Don't have it in front of me. But I was struck by the separate story that Ed was referencing by Bob Ballew. Bob Ballew, the chairman of the, Bob Ballew's actually quoted, and I think it was another Nick Smith story. But anyway, the Democrats and their statement and their reaction, they listed this whole series of questions that they want Ryan Rauschenberger to ask. Of course, they start by saying, you know, we hope he gets help, glad to hear he's getting help, but we want to know X, and we want to know Y, and we want to know Z, and I have all the questions. We can get into them here. But it smacked to me of jumping the shark, meaning, you know what, rather than just taking the high road, we're going to pile on because we see a political advantage here. That, to me, is low. That's really low. Now, I see Rob Port of the Sanding blog has said, hey, the Republicans should answer these questions. To me, Rob, you're taking the bait, too, right? You're stirring the pot, and you're trying to look at this. Somebody's life involved here, right? This is the life of someone. Let's set aside that he's a tax commissioner or a Republican or whatever. You know, someone that is struggling with something. I think we need to be careful. Give the person. I said this yesterday in the program. You know what? He's struggling. He's obviously recognized he's got a problem. He's getting help. I know enough. But move on and hope and pray that he gets things in order. In the meantime, you know, don't turn this into a political situation. I agree with you, Ed. I'll see if others do as well. Other calls, welcome. By the way, we're going to put Ed in for caller of the day. Welcome other candidates. And the prize today is two rounds of golf at the Medora Bully Pulpit Golf Course. I have two sets of those for a caller of the hour. We'll do a caller of the hour this hour and a caller of the hour next hour. So it's a freebie Friday here on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Richard in Fargo, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Richard?
Hey, I hear a lot of people beating the war drum over this ISIS thing. And if you give me a chance to explain, hopefully you'll understand where I'm going. But this is Bush's war, and here's why. You have George Sr., who went into Iraq and never finished it. And you have George Bush Jr., who went in and he tried to fight a politically correct war, telling our soldiers to fight a war against Muslim terrorists, but don't upset the Muslims. With that being said, this war never got finished, and now we're where we're at today. And here's the thing. I understand we need to go in there, and I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is you look to Washington, you have a Muslim sympathizer for a president, and you show me leadership in either the Republicans or the Democrats that's willing to do what it takes to finish this war, Scott. Because the thing is, if you're going to beat the war drums, and you have a vast audience, Scott, if you're going to beat the war drums, are you prepared to send your precious Alex and Hannah into this war? Because that's what you're asking your audience to do. If we're going to do it, let's do it and let's finish it. not milk it out like it has been over the last 10 years. That's all. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to do it right, and be done with it.
All right, Richard, a couple things to respond to there, and others welcome to respond to Richard as well. I don't know what beating the war drum means, first of all. Explain that to me. What do you mean by beating the war drum? Do you think I'm beating the war drum here on the program?
Well, everybody's talking about how we need to do something about ISIS.
Let's start there. Do you agree? Should we do something about ISIS, or should we ignore ISIS? What's your view?
I agree, but what I'm saying is this is the same thing that was said about after 9/11. We need to stop them over there before we come over here. And I have no problem. Go in there and do it, and do it right. That's what I'm saying. All that, everything that's been done in the past is literally for nothing, because we have the same problem today that we had 10 years ago, because nobody wants to finish the war. That's what I'm saying. I'm all wholeheartedly. Go in there and do it right. Innocent people are going to get killed. Innocent so-called Muslims, religion of peace, are going to get killed. That's just the way it is. That's the only way you're going to stop these people, because you can't pick and choose your targets every time. Do it, but do it right and finish it. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, I think you're talking about rules of engagement. And by the way, when you call it Bush's war, I think that's sort of getting caught up in again, sort of the silliness of politics. I mean, again, Norm Schwarzkopf, a well-respected general, was adamant that we stop where we stopped in Desert Storm 1, right? George W. Bush influenced by, the State Department strongly, as well as his generals, in sort of the Colin Powell, you break it, you fix it deal, right? So I think there was a balance there. I think, quite honestly, the State Department, in my view, has too much of an influence on these things, because they end up influencing military decisions. And I believe the rules of engagement should be one objective in mind: win, and a peace through strength. Right? Because if you go in and say, well, we got to be careful, we got to work, then you end up with these messes. But to suggest that the mess we have today because of ISIS is in any way related to the Bushes is insane, in my view. Absolutely insane. Barack Obama owns this. He owns this because he ignored Syria. And by the way, we own some of this as Americans, because we're quote unquote war weary. Right? Well, you know what? I'm war weary too. And you mentioned Alex, our oldest son, who just is up at UND. I hear you. I've gotten to know many parents who have sent their precious sons and daughters into war, and have known some of those individuals as well. And by the way, they'd all do it again. They'd all do it again. That's the amazing thing. Everyone I've ever met, they'd all do it again, which is just nothing short of extraordinary. What I think Barack Obama's done in the way of a disservice, and for that matter, the American public, in getting quote-unquote war-weary right now, is this idea that just mind our own business. And when you mind your own business, reporters are beheaded. When you mind your own business, 9/11s happen. I don't think we have the luxury, being the greatest power on the face of the earth in the United States of America, to mind our own business. And I do agree with you. If we're going to do it, we ought to do it to win. Get your views and we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey folks, it's Scott Hennon. You've long heard me talk about one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Did you know you could own one of the two or three bedroom condos right there at Chase on the Lake, and that prices have been reduced by 35% right now? These units start at $150,000. 700 square foot, up to 1,161 square foot, amazing amenities, hassle-free lake living can be yours. Go to chaseonthelake.com, click on condo sales, and tell them Scott sent you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Wash the Bakken's best. Why Wash and Stanley? Well, why not when you got the best truck wash on the planet Earth? You save time, you save fuel, you save labor. They're open 7 days a week. They work on your hours, 4 a.m. to midnight. Two heated indoor wash bays specializing in Bakken mud. They've got a VIP lounge. And you know what? Tell me a North Dakota truck wash VIP lounge where you get yogurt-covered almonds. Candied yogurt-covered almonds, which I understand come from the Cashwise, the new Cashwise they have here. My buddy Fred Evans just brought me in a handful of these, and I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to put the dish down again, ever, as long as I live. And by the way, first trucker willing to share their story, I'm buying the truck wash today. All you got to do is call Megan at 701-628-1550. She'll guide you in here. First trucker that comes in, that's our listener reward today for our trucker friends. A free truck wash. I mean, it's a $200 value. All you got to do is come on the radio and tell me your story, okay? That's all we ask. Back to the phones. We're brought to you today, by the way, by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to talk in a moment about the North Dakota Petroleum Council House Leadership Bakken Tour that took place Dickinson, Belfield, Watford City today over the last couple of days. Craig Hedlund's going to join us in a moment here to talk about that. First, though, Glenn and Mandan listening on 550K Fire One to respond to what Richard said last hour.
Good morning.
Glenn. Hi there.
Yeah, I called the other a couple of weeks ago too, and mentioned that book that older gentleman that called earlier, and he was talking about the disdain that the Democrats have, and I made comment about that book Blood Feud by that Kevin Kline.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, and I think what people need to do is go down to Barnes & Noble and get that book. If you really want to learn the hateful attitude that the Democrat Party has, especially the Clintons and the Obamas. And I'm not speaking as a Republican. I'm an independent. But these people are short of being, in my opinion, and whatever it's worth, are short of being racists.
And by the way, I think we have that guest. I call your call on our wish list of authors to interview to follow up and do more on that. So I appreciate that tip again. Did you want to say something about Richard? Sven Snerdley, who's our call screener, said that you had a comment about something Richard had to say.
I did?
Yes, did you not?
No, I was talking about that older gentleman that called in about that tax commissioner thing.
I got it. You were talking about just how vicious the Democrats are on the...
Yeah.
I got it. Got it. Okay, and tied it to the national story. Appreciate that, Glenn. I think Travis is the one that wanted to talk about Richard's comments. Travis is in Warroad, Minnesota, listening on AM 1100. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Hi. Good. Yourself?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Say, just the comment he made, and it's kind of a liberal talking point lately, is would you send your son or daughter to war? And these people need to remember we're in an all-volunteer military that nobody is conscripted in. They all join up voluntarily of their free will, knowing full well in today's day and age that the likelihood of them going to combat is very high. And like you said, they would all do it again.
They would. That's the amazing thing. I mean, I have friends that joined the National Guard because of 9/11, right? And feeling a call to service. Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, friend of mine who I met after he decided to volunteer, even though his kids went to the same school as ours did, you know, and ultimately goes over there, gets an injury from a bomb and a Purple Heart to show for it right now. I mean, here's a guy who got an age waiver to go in after 9/11.
Yeah.
That's how bad he wanted to serve. So that's a very good point on your part to say, hey, we have an all-volunteer army. These people do it. I think the disservice we do to them is not having rules of engagement that allow them to get in there and win and get out of there. And,
absolutely.
On that part, I agree. Yeah, good point. Appreciate the call. I'm going to put you in for caller of the day. So if you just hang in here, Travis in Warroad, we love listeners up there in the Lake of the Woods country. By the way, Richard disagreed with me, so I like folks who disagree. I'll put Richard in, and we have Ed in for caller of the hour as well. We're going to do caller of this hour. It wins two rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course out at Medora, and one next hour as well. All right, Craig Hamilton, our guest representative, just wrapping up a tour of Watford City this morning, which was part two of one that was last night. We're going to get to Craig in just a moment, but first let me get Wade and Stanley listening on 550 KFIRE. We're in Stanley today, Wade. I hope you stop by and see us at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What's on your mind?
Oh, I hear Fred's giving you candy there, so maybe I can grab some of that when I get over there.
Well, as long as you come my way. He brought these yogurt-covered almonds that are like to die for. He told me he gets them at Cashwise, and he said they're the best, and I agree with him. They're the best. So, yeah.
Fred's a good guy, so I'll probably swing over there. I'm not too far away from him. But the reason I called Scott, the guy that called in about calling this Bush's war, I want to say, are you kidding me? I mean, come on. Whose war is this? This one belongs directly to Obama. He's the one that pulled the troops out. You know, that was the wrong thing to do, and again, I can't believe he even said that. 6 years ago was when Bush was in office, and this is Obama's thing, not Bush's, not at all. And everybody that says this is Bush's war, it just makes me mad. I can't even believe they'd say that. This is his problem. He needs to fix it, needs to get over there and get our troops back over there and just take care of ISIS, because they're coming over here, whether we like it or not.
Now, my "are you kidding me" contribution is the fact that the president of the United States suggested we need to manage ISIS. I don't want a president who wants to manage ISIS. I want a president who wants to obliterate ISIS.
Absolutely.
Do we need to see any more examples of how bad they are, how evil they are?
I mean, we've seen that, Scott, haven't we?
We've seen this movie. You're right, Wade. You know what? You don't manage evil. Appreciate the call. Stop by later. Glad to hear from you. And Stanley, listening on 550 KFIRE today. Representative Craig Hedlund is the vice chair of the House Finance and Tax Committee. He, along with other leaders in the North Dakota House, led by Al Carlson, the majority leader, and Bill Devlin, the speaker, along with Mike Nathy, heads up the Education Committee in the House from Bismarck. Don Vigasoff from out of Cooperstown has a car dealership out there. Dan Ruby up in Minot. George Kaiser and Todd Porter yesterday, all along with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, touring the Bakken, and Representative Hedlund, who represents an area near Jamestown, Montpelier, there farms out there, is joining us now to talk a little bit about what he's seen on this tour. Craig, how are you? You there, Craig? All right, he was there, but we don't have it. Todd, do you have the off-air call ready to roll by chance? While we're waiting for Craig to get back on the phone?
No. Just came.
I put you on the spot. Don't worry.
I know.
We do.
Oh, fair.
We go there. You know what I can do? Police in Minot have ID'd the car in a hit and run It was a hit and run involving a toddler. And so we'd like to get the word out about that for sure.
Yeah.
It's a black pickup. It was a hit and run that happened on Sunday. It killed a 23-month-old little baby girl, little toddler. We know this about it. There was a Ford model. It is the three or four models, including the FX4, Lariat, and Harley-Davidson edition, 2004 to 2008. A local Ford dealership, after looking at photographs of the pickup, assisted police in identifying features consistent with those models. Tires were also not original to the truck. Evidently, they have some good tips and leads, but they're still looking for anyone who might have information about the incident. So if you can help, please, please, please call the Minot Police Department. And if you saw something, say something. If you see something that, you know, fits this description, that, you know, maybe looks like it had some damage, clean with tinted windows, North Dakota license plates on it is about all we know other than the other attributes I talked about. And you can call the Minot Police Department at 701-852-0111. You can go to MinotND.org, or you can report information anonymously at 701-852-7463. My heart aches for those folks. That's a bad deal. All right, Representative Craig Hedlund is here. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about what you've seen in the patch.
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, it's pretty eye-opening. I just completed a tour where we really were able to get a good look at the development happening in and around Watford City, and it's really amazing. I was able to go on a tour about 2 years ago on a similar tour, and, you know, it's amazing the difference that occurs in 2 years' time. It's really earth-shaking.
I was along for part of the tour that dealt with the north half of Watford City last night with the contingent, and the traffic was one thing you and I were talking about actually on that tour. I mean, there's not traffic like that in Jamestown. There's not traffic like that in Fargo or Bismarck or Grand Forks. They're really, for instance, right there in Watford City and a number of these oil patch communities dealing with some just incredibly life-changing disruptive traffic, aren't they?
Well, they really are. You know, you and I sat at that stoplight last night, and it must have stayed green going one direction for, what, about 15 minutes? Now, how do you think the average citizen would tolerate a 15-minute stoplight for very long? It really is an impact on these locals.
We kept looking at our watch. That was coming on to 23 there, right about at S&S Motors. And, it really is extraordinary. What are you hearing from community leaders? And I know last night you met with some folks in Watford City that were business leaders and also some county and city officials. Well, what are you hearing from folks about what they need, Greg?
Well, you know, the needs are tremendous. You know, the state, I think we will be a partner in developing the infrastructure out here. You know, the road needs, the water, the sewage needs. Are tremendous. I was talking with a developer last evening. He has 160 acres of prime property right here next to Watford City. He wants to build single housing units, had the engineering work done, prepared to go in and start with the streets and the curb and gutter. And he finds out at the last minute that he's going to be responsible for the water, and along with that, building a water tower, which added, I think, you know, just a tremendous cost to him. And things like that are happening where the city doesn't have the ability to generate the dollars, you know, to put in those infrastructure needs themselves. So they're trying to get the developer to doing them, and it's just not happening quick enough. But like I said earlier, the state... we'll be there to partner up with some of these needs.
This is going to be front and center in the upcoming legislative session, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be tough because there's going to be a lot of different ideas on how to move forward. And you know, granted, Scott, there's the needs out here are tremendous. But, you know, Watford City is one area. We have Williston. We have Dickinson, Kildare. We have Eastern North Dakota that has many needs. So, you know, everybody's probably not going to get everything they want, but again, we're going to do the best that we can. We've got 80 days to do it, and I'm sure that
the results moving forward will be what they need to be.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Hedlund, representative from Montpelier, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, folks. Life's easier when you upgrade your Charps and Hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yankton Canvas. Servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Questions for Scott. That guy that called in about ICE to stop the war, why don't you suggest the news? Why don't you let the guy answer the question? Quit bringing up stuff from way back between Bush and all that, you know? And he sounds like a politician. If you want to be a politician, why don't you quit your day job and we'll be a politician? It sounds like you're cohorting with your so-called brother. That's what's on my mind. I don't like it. Why don't you just knock it off? Thanks, Scott.
All right. Was he saying that about me, or was he saying about the caller? Can you tell, Scott?
You.
He's talking about me. Okay. He thought I was arguing too much with which caller do you think he thought I was arguing with? The guy, Richard in Fargo, that called about the war?
Yeah.
All right. I actually thought I gave him plenty of time to say what he had to say and then asked a few questions in return. Look, I'm far from perfect. So appreciate the call. Appreciate the feedback. And we'll ask other callers if they agree that that I shouldn't argue with the caller. I didn't know that I was arguing. I thought we had a decent back and forth.
Promo, by the way. I'm far from perfect. I'm going to use that.
Oh, I am. I am far from perfect. I say it every day. Look, the reason we call the show What's On Your Mind is because we want to know what's on your mind, right? So that's why I let him go for a good 2-3 minutes. And by the way, he's one of the callers of the day today. He's in the running for the Caller of the Hour contest. Anyway, 10 before the hour, a fellow by the name of Dan, originally from Michigan, moved to North Dakota to Lignite about 3 years ago, is our lucky listener who brought his truck in here for a free truck wash on us in exchange for chatting today on the program. How are you, Dan?
Very well. And yourself?
Thank you for listening, by the way.
Well, we make a point of it.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that very much. So you heard us today talking about free truck wash. You come in and tell us your story.
Sure.
What's your story?
Well, we moved here from Michigan after the economy was decimated there, and this is the last place I ever thought I'd end up, but I should have been here a lot sooner. 20 years ago, I find myself more at home here than anywhere else I've ever been. And, well, most of my life was spent in Michigan. But it's America 40 years ago out here.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool to hear, I think, for us North Dakotans to know that that's how folks in Michigan and around the world think about it. Where's home now?
Well, Lignite.
Well, that's a great place.
So,
how'd you pick Lignite?
I went up there one time to load water, and I thought, what a peaceful place. And I brought my wife there, and she said, you've got to be kidding me.
Love it.
But that's where we ended up, and it's a very good place. There's a real sense of community there, which I think is lost in, say, Williston and Watford City.
You know,
transient.
Do you know Kenny Berg? You met Kenny?
Yes, I know.
Kenny is my wife's uncle.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah, so make sure you say hi to Kenny. He's leaving Lignite pretty soon.
Yeah.
Moving down to Minot.
Yeah, I actually talked to him about that. He said it was just time. This is his decision.
Yeah. So. We just celebrated his 90th birthday not long ago. He's a good guy. Good stock. That's good. There are good folks up there in a good community. Yeah, it really is. Hustle, compare the job market. You drove a truck in here, obviously. Who are you working for?
I work for a chemical treating company, and we do well service. And I started out here hauling water and worked for another company doing this, and they pulled out and went back to their home state, and then I found myself working for this organization. I'm very happy, and it just seems there's a sense of purpose here versus, say, Michigan. There's jobs there, but they don't really lead anywhere, and I think there's tremendous amounts of opportunity. The cancer that is Detroit is spread throughout the entire state, and I don't think if you brought all the jobs back, there'd be anybody there who really wanted to do them. There's too many freebies out there.
It's
really a shame. I mean, we used to make everything, and now there's just nothing there.
It is really sad when you think about it. But the American dream is alive and well here, as you said.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Anything else you want to say about the great state of North Dakota?
Well, other than I feel more at home here than anywhere else, it's refreshing. I didn't think that this sort of lifestyle even existed anymore.
So you're going to stay?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's
so
cool.
I dread sometimes having to go back.
What is your average day like?
Well, about 14 hours.
So you're working hard?
I try to work half days, at least 12 hours, though.
That's amazing. But you don't sound like you're complaining.
No. No. Like I say, there's a sense of purpose here.
That's great. You have any kids?
Yes, two.
How old are they?
They're 14 and 15.
What do they think of North Dakota?
It took a little getting used to. Around here you have to explain to people what a forest is, but it was a little getting used to, but they're happy now.
That's super. That's great. Well, the truck wash is on us, Dan. Thanks for sharing your story with us very much. And there's a sign right when you walk in the door here at the North Dakota Truck Wash. It says, North Dakota, where dreams get back on track. And sounds like, that'd be a case for you. Hey.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of your story. And thank you for listening, by the way.
All right.
We appreciate that very much. By the way, when I met Dan, guess what the first thing he said was, Todd?
What's that?
Can you guess? Tell him what you said.
Well, I think he sounds so much younger
That was a nice way of saying you really look old.
Well, it's like the first time I saw Paul Harvey. It was a shock. It completely ruined it for me.
Well, Paul Harvey, I think Paul was kind of born old, though.
I know. First time I saw Scott, it ruined for me, too. I know what you mean.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for sharing your story. Truck Wash is on us today at the North Dakota Truck Wash. That was so fun. We'll do it again next hour. So next one that comes in, it's on us. John and Grand Forks, let's get you in here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Oh, shoot, you don't have enough time for me to say what I was going to say. And besides, all I'll say is this trucker, man, he's a classic of the people we want to see come in here. Wow, that's a pretty neat conversation. So, but anyway, quickly, though.
You know what's amazing? We're going up against the break, John, so just hang on. You can share what you want to share on the other side of the break. But I think what's amazing, and I agree with you about Dan's story, you can repeat it over and over and over again. I mean, that's why I spend as much time in the Bakken as I do, because these stories are everywhere. America is getting back on track if they follow the North Dakota way. We'll continue.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.